Russia and North Korea have signed a new treaty upgrading their relationship and pledging military assistance in case either one is attacked. Russian President Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed the pact in Pyongyang during a visit by Putin this week. All this raises the possibility of deeper cooperation between the two in possible conflicts and in challenging the U.S. and its allies. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Seoul to break this all down. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
So what does the treaty signed by Putin and Kim do?
Well, it upgrades the relationship between the two countries to a comprehensive strategic partnership, and it promises that if either country is invaded, the other is going to provide military assistance. And this is basically the same as a treaty that held through the Cold War from 1961 to about 2000, but it has some new conditions. Military assistance has got to conform to Russia and North Korean domestic law and to the UN Charter. Since the end of the Cold War, North Korea has really only had one ally, and that's China. But now they believe they have a second, and experts believe they're feeling pretty good about that. So I spoke to Chang Yong-seok, who's a researcher at Seoul National University's Institute for Peace and Unification Studies, and here's what he said about it. He says, from North Korea's point of view, they're being treated as a global actor, albeit a junior partner of Russia. And he adds, that's a huge political and diplomatic achievement, and it may be the kind of outcome that Kim Jong-un wanted the most and that he finds very satisfying. So at the end of the day, this treaty is important, but how and where and whether they choose to implement the treaty may actually be more important.
Now, the two sides are at least believed to be giving each other military assistance already. So does this increase that? I mean, what does this treaty change?
Yes. North Korea is reportedly sending Russia munitions for it to use in Ukraine. And in exchange, they're getting Russian food, fuel, and technology such as for spy satellites. But it could embolden them and give them an appetite for other adventures, shall we say. For example, experts talk about North Korea sending troops to fight in Ukraine or Russia sending troops to fight in North Korea. Or, for example, if Russia finds itself in a tough spot in Ukraine, they could ask North Korea to launch an armed provocation, stage a diversion to divert allied forces and resources.
Now, what did Putin and Kim say about international sanctions?
President Putin said that North Korea and Russia are going to resist illegal restrictions, by which he meant the international sanctions they're under. And Russia has already been vetoing additional sanctions at the UN for North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. What they say they're going to do is they are going to set up a settlement system that is not controlled by the West. That means they may, for example, settle payments in rubles and barter for what they need, as they did during the Cold War.
Now, what has the international reaction been to this?
Well, the U.S. and South Korea have expressed concern about this relationship. They say they're going to do everything they can to prevent further military cooperation between the two countries. China's attitude is key. At the time this Putin-Kim meeting was going on, they were meeting with South Korea. So they want to keep their ties with the West and the U.S. and U.S.'s allies in Asia stable, and that could serve as a check on Russia and North Korea's ambitions.
That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn joining us from Seoul. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Leila.